You are listening to the 2-Minute Time Warp, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
And just like that, Series 6 was over. Hi, I'm Chip with 2-Minute Time Warp, podcast number 238, reviewing The Wedding of River Song. Somewhere, deep within the bowels of the Tesselecta, and I guess you could say that literally, some tiny Justice Department functionaries must have had a miserable few minutes scrambling through operator manuals, trying to sort out how best to make their man-sized robot operationalize a romantic kiss suitable for nuptials. Were there safety protocols for avoiding a bite? How many technicians were responsible for the proper level of pucker? Have I just ruined a Chris Sigma script for the Oodcast? I don't think I'm that clever. I know I wasn't clever enough to figure out the Tesselecta gambit. The obvious candidate was the Doctor's Ganger, which means that for all the charms of the rebel flesh and, to a lesser extent, the Almost people, the main purpose behind that earlier two-parter was to provide one heck of a red herring. So, Stephen Moffat's mysteries, most of them, solved. I still don't think that we know exactly what caused the TARDIS to explode at the end of Series 5. We do know that the Silence were attempting to prevent actions the Doctor makes at Transalore and the Fall of the 11th, which is a likely signpost for Matt Smith's last episode. And although they're still playing it a little coy, she doesn't know his true name yet, it turns out that River Song is pretty much exactly who she appeared to be, back in Silence in the Library and Forest of the Dead. It all hangs together, pretty much. Although I'm sure the forums are discovering and debating continuity errors or plot holes, real or imagined. But unlike Amy's off-camera kidnapping, the reveals and explanations here build from what went before. As Guardian UK writer Dan Martin notes, this is a simple story at heart. It's well told and it thoroughly plays to Stephen Moffat's strengths. The reservations I do have about The Wedding of River Song are more personal than objective. More explicitly than ever, Stephen Moffat has created what he thinks is the perfect, ultimate romantic partner for the Doctor, and that feels too hand of the auteur for me. Then again, RTD did exactly the same thing, from a different angle, with Rose Tyler, so I can't fault Moffat at all for playing by the same rules. The Skulls devouring the Viking crossed a line, and I don't buy that a linear universe would grant a non-linear time traveler any sort of anonymity. Moffat didn't have to announce a change of approach to the Doctor so elaborately. But then, it wouldn't be a series finale now, would it? One with steam trains driving into pyramids, pterodactyls scaring children, and Amy Pond in charge a la Rose in Turn Left, packing heat even. Moffat's at his best when he's being a madman with a word processor. Magnificent ideas offered without restraint. Always gotta respect that. And this was a fun episode to boot. And that's your 2-Minute Time Warp podcast number 238. We'll be back, hopefully before too long, with a reconvening of the All-Star Writers panel as we dissect Series 6 in toto for a time dilation episode coming up, like I said, in the near future. In the meantime, more episodes of the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast are at twominutetimelord.com. No punctuation, except for that dot, but there's always a dot. Social media links are there as well. Thanks for sticking through Series 6 with me. I'll catch you again soon.